ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभाम् व्यास शंकर मध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्ताम् वंदे गुरु परंपराम् श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति 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 ओम वांग मे मनसे प्रतिष्ठिता मनो मे वाचे प्रतिष्ठितम् आविराविर्मये धी वेदस्य महानी स्थ मे मा प्रहासी अनेनाधीतेनाहोरात्रान् संददामि ऋतं पदिष्यामि सत्यं पदिष्यामि तन्मामवतो तद्वक्तारमवतो अवतु माम् अवतु वक्तारमवतु वक्तारम् ओम शांति शांति शांति
सो द वन हू ऑब्टेन्स अस द एक्सपीरियंसर द एंजॉयर इन ऑल द बीइंग्स द जीवः इज नॉट क्रिएटेड डज नॉट ओरिजिनेट इट ओनली मैनिफेस्ट मैनिफेस्टेशन ऑफ the Chaitanyam, the consciousness, the Atma, which is called Praveshaha, which is said to be the entry of Paramatma into the beings as the Jivaha. And this Jiva is said to have three abodes, three locations. Abode means where it is available for recognition. Where is Atma available for recognition? That the abode of the available location is what called Avasataha. Avasataha abode means the residence. Where is not Atma? You can't say Atma is only here. We talk about Atma is all pervasive. And how can you locate the Atma? How can you say Atma has Avasataha? So Avasataha implies where the all pervasive Atma manifesting as Jiva available for recognition only in these three different locations. Therefore, Jivatmanaha Trayaha Avasataha. Avasataha Avasathau Avasathaha. Three locations where Jivatma is, where Paramatma is available for recognition as the very experiencer, that Swarupam of the truth of the experiencer. But those three Avasathaha, those three abodes are what now? Three states of the mind, or three states of experience. And all the three states of experience are Swapnaha. All of them are dreams only. Not only the dream is the dream. So, waking also is like the dream. Dream is dream and dream also is dream. The Swapnaha. and he says, what are those three abodes? I am avasataha. Upanishad repeats three. What is that? 1, 2, 3. Our first, second, third. What are three avasataha? We saw this morning the three states of the mind. Or I can say the each state of experience wherein the jiva is, jiva gets given a name also. As Vishwaha, jiva is available for, Paramatma is available for recognition as Vishwa in waking, as Taijasa in dream, and as Pragya in deep sleep state. Then, the same jivatma, because somebody came and asked me in the afternoon, what are three avasataha? Because Shankar Bhagavatpada gives three different meanings for avasataha. Then we saw second one is what? Dakshinakshi mukaha vishwaha. One who obtains available for again, the right eye is supposed to be the location of the waker. Then mind is the location of the avasataha, the abode of the taijasa, the dreamer. Then the karna shariram, the causal body, can say, is the avasataha location for the pragyaha. Then we also saw that not only this, also jivatma has what? Three bodies. The father's body, then mother's womb, then its own body. I explained this in this morning. Anyway, like this is how jivatma has three bodies also. So, which means Paramatma manifesting as the Jiva Swarupam, available for recognition always in one's own mind, in three different states of experience as the experiencer. The very Swarupam of the experiencer. That is indirectly also hinted here. This is how this creation has come into existence. This is how creation is. This is the, here ends the Adhyaropaha. Now, we have to go to the next mantra where Apavada comes. So, Saha Aikshata, I have to remember, Saha Aikshata, that Paramatma visualized all this. So, now, in Paramatma visualized and he brought everything into existence and he himself, Paramatma himself manifested as the Jivatma, therefore there is experiencer, the experienced Jagat and the everything required for experience also. Now, Sahajataha Bhutani Abhivyaikhyat. Suddenly Upanishad jumps. This is a big leap. This Jivatma, Saha Jataha, Jataha, the one who is born, the one who has manifested as the Jiva, obtaining as the Jiva in the individual's mind, Saha Jataha, now, the one who is born as the Jiva, now, Abhivyaikhyat. Abhivyaikhyat is some interesting verb actually. You know the word Abhitaha. Abhi stands for what? Abhitaha. Abhitaha means very intensely, very closely, you know, very intensely, deeply. That's the meaning. Abhi stands for that deepness. Then Vyaikhyat. Vyaikhyat means Vicharamakarot. Means enquired into very intensely, very closely made enquiry. Who made enquiry? This Jivatma. Enquired into what? Enquired into the nature of all the things, all the beings, everything around. Bhutani. Jivatma made enquiry, very intensely made enquiry into the nature of the truth of all the things, all the beings around. Everything that is here, Bhutani Abhivyaikhyat. This is the literal meaning of the sentence. Saha Jataha Jiva Atma, Jivatvena Jataha Paramatma, that Paramatma who manifests as Jivatma made enquiry into the nature of everything. This is the meaning of the sentence. But Shankar Bhagavatpada helps us understand this. When did he do? How did he do? How did this Jivatma made enquiry into the nature of all the beings around? That we have to supply and understand here. This Jivatma, having this Paramatma, having entered into the beings as the Jivatma, then goes through what of the life, which means experiences the world around, experiences the external world. It's called Loka Vyavaharaha. The Jivatma is involved in Loka Vyavaharaha, worldly transactions. When it is involved in the Loka Vyavaharaha, worldly transactions, and what happens, there will be perception of the world, means there will be Shita, Ushna, Sukha, Dukkha. Definitely, we know what now, Matra, Sparshastu, Kaunteya, Shita, Ushna, Sukha, Dukkha, Dahayaka, isn't it? Sukha, Dukkha, Daha. That once the sense organs come in contact with the external world, the mind comes in contact with the external world through the senses, definitely the interaction takes place. It's called Loka Vyavaharaha happens. Then we interact with society, people, things around, everything. Then the life is lived means what? That is when definitely the person understands. Then that there won't be only enjoyment of pleasure. There will be Sukha means Dukkham also. Shita means Ushna. Ushna means Shita. Jayaha, Parajayaha. There will be victory. So the pairs of opposites. The Jivatma has to go through the pairs of opposites. That is what is life, definitely. He goes through. And also living one's life. And the Jivatma really, what now he says? It's all we have to supply. Before the sentence that begins, this next mantra, which the sentence begins, before that sentence, we have to understand, we're supposed to understand this much. The understands that this life is what? This life of transmigration, this transmigratory life, the samsaraha, you are definitely, is not only full of, not only for is involved, not only have only objects of enjoyment, sukham alone, there is dukkham also. In fact, not dukkham also, dukkham eva asti. Is it? There is dukkham. Not only it is dukkham, he understands the limitations of everything. Understand limitations of everything, this jivaha also, that nothing in this world can make me absolutely happy, always happy, make me happy everywhere. They understand that the enjoyment of external world of objects will not make me happy always. This understanding Jiva has when only after having experienced, enjoyed the world. One has to live for some time to understand that nothing in the world can make me happy always. If you don't live your life properly, definitely even this understanding is not possible. That is why Mundaka Upanishad says what? Upanishad says, Pariksha Lokan Karmachitan Nirvedamayad Brahmana. Who is the Brahmana? The Brahmana is, we have to supply all these things in this context. The Brahmana is here in that context, is said to be what now? Not the Jnani, not the wise person, but the mature individual. Not the most mature individual, the mature, the one who has discovered this passion. See, the most wise person is the most mature person, but the one who has discovered dispassion is more mature person who is eligible for becoming wise. The mature person is the one who has discovered dispassion. How? Knowing the limitations of everything in the world. How? Analyzing all his life's experiences. Has learned from his own life's experiences. Lokan karmachitan lokan parikshya. Not simply he just come to the conclusion. Parikshya samyak paritaha ikshanam krutva ikshya. Ikshitva. So thoroughly, having analyzed thoroughly all his achievements, accomplishments, experiences, everything, this person arrives at the conclusion what now? Nirvedam ayati. There's a he becomes individual means he really understands, you know, he naturally becomes dispassionate towards everything. There's no passion for anything here. Why? Because nothing in the world can give me what I am seeking. What I am seeking is everlasting happiness, everlasting peace and joy. That nitya nirantara sukham cannot be given by anything in the world. Nothing can give me. This is enough. This is a fact. And this fact has to be understood. Once fact is understood, means what? He understands the limitations of the whole jagat here. Even though jagat is for enjoyment, but understanding has to, loka vyavaharaha should result in this discovery of dispassion, which is also what? Maturity. And such a mature person is called what now? Brahmanaha in that context, in that verse. One becomes dispassionate person, naturally that's when what? Now he tries now, what is that I want for moksha? What is it I want for, what is it I want? What do I want? Everlasting happiness. What is that? Nitya nirantara sukham. Where is it now? How can I get it? Jnana deva kaivalyam. Knowledge alone can give. If that knowledge alone can give me, which knowledge? Knowledge of the truth, the Brahma Jnanam, the knowledge of the truth available for recognition only as one's own self, therefore Atma Jnanam. There's no Brahma Jnanam other than the Atma Jnanam. Self-knowledge is the knowledge of the truth of the whole, and therefore this is the self-knowledge which alone will give me what I seek. Therefore Jnanam is identical with moksha. Jnanam is moksha. There is no moksha other than knowledge. Therefore this person, that is when it is this value, knowledge, that knowledge alone will give me moksha. It is this knowledge, no, really makes him a real aspirant. Mukh jignyasuhu. As a jignyasuhu, the person has to become jignyasuhu. So this jivaha becomes a jignyasuhu. First he discovers himself being a mumukshu, discovery of oneself being a mumukshu, one who has desire for moksha, thereby with purushartha nischeha this person has, because of purushartha nischeha he understands the value of knowledge, then he becomes a jignyasuhu, the one who is committed to the pursuit of knowledge. As the one who is as a jignyasu, and he as an aspirant, as a spiritual aspirant, as a spiritual person, then he understands it is the Shastram, even Shastra Pramanam also he comes to know. It is Shastram which alone can help me, you know, arrive at the truth, because Shastram serves as means of knowledge. In that context he also comes to know this Shastram also has to be understood only with the help of Sampradaya, with teacher. You know, he understands the importance of Guru also. Even if the Sampradaya with teacher is available, even if the Shastram is available, unless I become qualified, prepared for this, ready for this knowledge is not possible. Therefore, this person also understands the value of living a life of Dharma. Thereby, a person lives a life of Karma Yoga and really becomes qualified. Becomes qualified means becomes endowed with the fourfold qualifications. Sadhana chatushtaya sampannaha also he becomes. And as a qualified person, as a mentally steady person, as the one who knows the value of knowledge, as the one who is totally committed to the pursuit of knowledge, as a jignyasuhu, as a tivra mukshuhu, as a vairagi, isn't it? Such a person, then what does he do? Then he inquires into. Don't think I'm simply reeling, okay? This is what is expected to know before you come to this particular sentence. Why I'm quickly, fast, I said all these things? Because I know all of you know this already. That is why. Because I need to tell you all these things in this context. Sahajataha bhutani abhivyaikhyat. Quickly I want to say. Abhivyaikyate. Then that is when this person, koham, we saw how Paramatma thought that this jiva one day would ask this question, who I am. Not immediately. Okay? One has to really live. Pariksha lokan. then maturity has to come. Only then one will ask this question. Then when this urge for the wisdom, urge for the knowledge, urge for moksha comes, as a tīra mukshuhu, as a tīra jignyasuhu, when this person starts inquiring, what is the truth of this? What is the truth of this jagat? What is the truth of all those things that I am seeing here? What is the truth? What is the satyam? What is the sadvastu? Inquires. Then the Supra here in this context, what did the Jivatma do that is said here? Jivatma inquired into the nature of the truth, the reality, which is otherwise implied by the term Brahma, Param Brahma. Param Brahma kim? What is that Brahman? What is that reality? What is the truth of everything? Enquired into. But how this Jivatma enquired, that method of enquiry, the method of enquiry, the method of arriving at the truth is not given in this chapter. The method of arriving at the truth is given in the third chapter. Understand? So third chapter is completely commentary upon this method of enquiry, of which is this mantra. Abhivyaikhyata. Abhivyaikhyata. Jataha bhutani abhivyaikhyate. That sentence, the commentary upon that sentence is given in the third chapter. Which means the third chapter is a commentary on the method of enquiry, which is hinted in this mantra. Similarly, the following chapter, the second chapter, is a complete elaboration of three avasathaha, which we have already seen. What are those three locations? How mother's womb, which is the location, the father's body, the first location of the jiva, the first abode of the jiva, then mother's womb, second the abode of the jiva, then one's own body, third abode of the jiva, is three abodes, three avasathaha. Trayaha avasataha are mentioned in the previous mantra, but though that's elaborately discussed in the second chapter. Similarly, the jiva enquired into the nature of the truth of everything that is said here. But how that jiva enquired into the method of arriving at the truth is elaborately discussed in the third chapter. So second chapter and the third chapter are elaboration of these subtle facts given in this first chapter. Is it clear? So, enquired. Then, having enquired into the nature of everything, arrives at the conclusion. Arrives at the conclusion. What is the conclusion it arrives at? Kim iha anyam vavadishat. Read that now. Kim iha anyam vavadishate. Vavadishate is again a peculiar verb. Kimiha anyam vavadishate. Kim, he is a question. But it is not actual question. Akshepartaha prashnaha. This is a question presented as an objection. Is there anything? What is that here? What is that here? Anyam vavadishat. Is there anything other than, is there something which has independent existence? Is there anything which is there, which is separate or different from the reality, the Brahman? Which means there's nothing which has existence of its own. There's nothing which is different from, separate from the reality, Brahman, which has independent existence. Kim iha here, anyam vavadeshate. Is it possible for me to see anything which has independent existence here? which is separate from the reality, which means there is nothing which has existence of its own. So very fast, very quick conclusion. Negation is very quick. The elaboration comes where? Third chapter. So what it means is, he enquires into the nature of the reality, means what is it made of. He sees all many things and enquires into, it's like asking, what is this here? It's a table. What is it made of? It's, what is the cause? What is that without which this table cannot exist at all? Oh, wood. Oh, wood is the karanam. This table is the effect, karyam, which means the effect has no independent existence. No effect, no product has independent existence of its own. There is a karanam. This is a cause. Now, even the wood, you say, what about the wood again? The wood is only a relative cause. It is not the absolute cause. Why? Because the wood, which is a cause from the standpoint of the table, has again what now? Cause of its own. It has come from something else. It's a bark of big wood, log of wood, which is the cause. This wood is what? Effect again. The big trunk of a tree, again that's the effect. The tree becomes the cause. And tree again becomes what? The effect. The seed becomes the cause. Like this, always one cause. What is a cause from one standpoint of one thing becomes an effect from the standpoint of another thing. Therefore, everything else is what? Only relative cause. There's so many relative karanam. Bahuni karanani. Bahuni. Now we can say karyani api. There's innumerable, countless of namarupani, of effects there. All of them are causes. But all the causes are what? Again, relative causes. What is that one thing? The causeless, uncaused cause, which is the absolute cause. The causeless cause is the uncaused cause, which is the beginningless one, is the what now? Absolute cause. What is that one cause? Like that, if you negate, it's only just understanding. If you negate this, finally all the names and forms can be reduced to what? Even the earth. And from there you can negate all the elements. You can go up to Akasha. You negate that also. Finally everything has to, you have to negate everything. Finally what you arrive at is the Brahman, the reality. What cannot be negated finally is Brahman, the reality. Once you arrive at the reality, then what? There is not, Brahman is the absolute cause. And we say the entire Jagat can be reduced to what? All the causes and the effects. Cause and the effect here. Everything has been reduced to one thing as effect. Therefore, Brahman is as good as the cause. And the whole Jagat is as good as the effect. Why do you say existence of Brahman is the existence of the effect? There is no effect which has existence of its own. It has existence of independent existence. No effect exists independently. Existence of the cause is the existence of the effect. Whereas cause is independent of the effect. Whereas effect is dependent on the cause for its existence. Therefore, we say, if this whole Jagat can be reduced to effect, the Karya Prapanchaha, this is the existence of this Karya Prapanchaha is Brahman. Like when you see the ocean, there the water, existence of water is the existence of the Namarupa Samudraha, ocean. And the water is the existence of the name and form ocean. Where does the ocean, the name and form ocean exist? Where does the name ocean exist? Where does the form ocean exist? What is the location, Adhara? What is the substratum? Removing which the form and name will resolve. We say the name, which we say the actual substance, there is no substance called ocean. The substance is only water, the H2O. So, the ocean is a non-substantial Namarupa. The substance is one and the only water. The substance alone has what now? Existence of its own. The water, the substance, does not depend upon the Namarupa ocean for its existence, whereas the name and form ocean does not have existence independent of outside of the water. Therefore, water is, where does the Namarupa exist, name and form ocean exist? Only in the water. Therefore, we say this water is the Satyam, the Namarupa ocean is Mithya. All those things you know very well, but still, what I am saying is that does not exist. And what is the distance between water and the ocean, Namarupa? There is no distance. Can we distance? Is it possible? There is no distance. In fact, the existence of the water is the existence of the ocean. Therefore, we can say existence. Water obtains in the form of existence of the ocean. In what form does the water exist? What is the form of the water? What form does the water exist? Obtain in the ocean, we say, in the form of existence. So we can say existence in the form of existence. Therefore, water is the existence with reference to ocean. And what is that which obtains, what is that Brahman which obtains, which is the existence of this entire Jagat? We say here, therefore, what is here is only Brahma, because the entire ocean is water. Similarly, this entire Karya Prapanchaha is only Brahma. There is no ocean other than water. Similarly, there is no Jagat other than Brahma. It is Paramatma, Param Brahman alone is in the form of this Jagat, is only Brahma. Is knowledge over? No. He arrives at the conclusion, there is no object. No, because every Brahman is what now? Sajatiya, Vijatiya, Swagata, Bheda Rahita Sadvastu Brahmaiva Jagadrupena Bhati. It is that Brahman alone shines as this universe. And what is this? This is, he arrives at this conclusion. That is what is said here. Kim Iha Anyam. Don't think, why he didn't say all this story, why are you saying? He only one sentence. Kim Iha Anyam Vavadishate. Kim Iha Anyam Vavadishate. Anyam Vavadishat. Is there anything which exists independently other than the Brahman reality? Nothing. Nothing is here. Okay, he arrived at it. There's nothing which is different from the reality. All that is here is the reality. Paramatma, Param Brahma. Okay. Having arrived at Brahman, he found out, but where did he arrive at that Brahman? That Brahma, Paramatma, Param Brahma, which is the name of the whole universe. What is that Brahman, that Paramatma, the truth of the whole, which shines as the whole? What is that? That he, his next sentence says, where did he arrive at that Brahman? Not as a parokshavastu, not as an object, external object, but as what? Aparokshataya, but as the very self, as the very truth of I, as the very swarupam of the experiencer, as the very swarupam of the jiva, he arrived at it. That is said in the next. That's a very important sentence. So he arrives at the truth of the whole as Brahma, and that Brahma, but still, where does he arrive at that Brahman? He says next, Saha. Yetameva purusham, Brahma, tatama pashyate. Okay. சோ சஹ ஏதமேவ புருஷம் பிரம்ம ததம் அபஷ்யத். வி ஹாவ் டு ஆட் ஒன் மோர் தாதர் தமம் அபஷ்யத். நவ் யூ ஹாவ் ததமம் அபஷ்யத், யூ ஹாவ் ததமம் அபஷ்யத், யூ ஹாவ் டு ஆட் ஒன் மோர் தாதர். சோ வாட் வில் பிகம் நவ்? ததமம் அபஷ்யத். யூ ஆல்ரெடி ஹாவ் இன் த புக் ததமம் ததமம் அபஷ்யத். யூ ஹாவ் டு ஆட் ஒன் மோர் தா, தென் ஷுட் இட் ஆஸ் வாட்? ததமம் அபஷ்யத். ததமம் ஷுட் பி ரெட் ஆஸ் ததமம் அபஷ்யத். சோ சஹ தட் பரமாத்மா அப்டைனிங் ஆஸ் தி ஜீவாத்மா. நவ் ஏதமேவ புருஷம் பிரம்ம ததமம் அபஷ்யத். ஏதமேவ புருஷம், ஏதமேவ புருஷம், ஏத மீன்ஸ் திஸ், ஏதமேவ புருஷம் திஸ் ஜீவாத்மஸ்வரூபமேவ ஜீவாத்மானமேவ. ஏதமேவ புருஷம் மீன்ஸ் ஏதமேவ புருஷம் மீன்ஸ் திஸ் புருஷம், திஸ் ஆத்மானம். ஒன் ஹூ அப்டைன்ஸ் ஆஸ் தி ஜீவாத்மா, ஒன் அப்டைன்ஸ் ஆஸ் தி வெரி ஐ, as a very experiencer in one's own mind, etameva purusham brahma apashyat. He sees one's own swarupam, obtaining as the very innermost self, as the very I, as swarupam of the very experiencer I, he apashyat saw. This person saw the reality as one's own innermost self, as this self. Here, etam purusham brahma, eshaha purushaha eva brahma is a mahavakyam. You are seeing this inner, this jivatma swarupam being identical with brahma paramatma. He inquired into the nature of everything. He arrived at Brahman alone being, the reality being the truth, the reality as the truth of everything being the Brahman, and that Brahman he arrived at as what? As one's own self, as one in one, as very swarupa of experiencer, as very jiva swarupam in one's own mind. Yetam purusham brahma apashyat. For him, Brahman is identical with what? Eshaha purushaha, this jivatma. That etam purusham should be taken as jivatma swarupam. A jivatma, another than paramatma. Which means, is made very clear, the paramatma, param brahma, the truth of the whole is not available for recognition anywhere else, available for recognition as one's own self. In one's own mind. That is also revealed here. Etameya purusham brahma apashyate. And which brahma here? Tata tamam. Tata means a past, the participle, pervaded. So tatam stands for pervasiveness. Tatam means pervasive, more pervasive, most pervasive, all pervasive. That is implied by the word tata tamam. Tara means, comparative. Tata tamam means most pervasive, all pervasive. Tata tamam brahma jivatma swarupatvena hi apashyate. ஏதமேவ புருஷம் பிரம்ம ததமம் அபஷ்யத். வெரி குவிக்லி ஃபினிஷ்ட் இட் ஒன் லைன். ஆல் இன் இட் ஸ்லோலி டெவலப்பிங் தி கிரியேஷன், ஃபைனலி ஃபினிஷ்ட் இட் வெரி குவிக்லி. திஸ் ஹேவிங் நோ திஸ் ஜீவாத்மா என்கொண்ட் த நேச்சர் ஆஃப் எவ்ரி திங், அரைவ்ட் அட் தி ட்ரூத், அண்ட் த ட்ரூத் ஃபைனலி ஆஸ் வாட்? நாட் ஆஸ் அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் அவுட் சைட், பட் ஆஸ் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் செல்ஃப். ஏத்தமேவ புருஷம் ஆஸ் தி வெரி ஜீவாத்மா, ஆஸ் தி எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சர், தி ஒன் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சர் அப்டைனிங் இன் எவ்ரி மைண்ட் ஆஸ் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் செல்ஃப், ஆஸ் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் ஸ்வரூபம், ஹி அனுடட் தி பரமாத்மா. வெரி குவிக்லி பினிஷ்ட். தென் தெர்ஃபோர் ஜீவாத்ம ஸ்வரூப் இஸ் வாட் நவ் இஸ் ஜீவாத்மா, அப்டைனிங் ஆஸ் தி எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சர் இஸ் ஆல்சோ பரமாத்மா. All that is the instruments of enjoyment are Paramatma. The world of enjoyment, the object of enjoyment is Paramatma. Kim iha anyam vavadishate. Kimapi anyam vavadishate. Kim anyam vavadishate. What else is there? Is there anything which is not Brahman here, which is not the reality, which is not Atma, which is not Paramatma? No. There is nothing. Thing which is different from, separate from, other than Atma here. All that is here is Paramatma. In the vision of, in the wake of the knowledge of the self being Paramatma, he resolved Jivatma, Jivaha, Jiva status, Ishvara status, Paramatma status, and also what? Even the Jagat also, everything is resolved in Paramatma. Which means everything is all in Atma. There is neither Jivatma nor Paramatma. There is neither Jagat. There is no Ishvara. There is no Jiva. All that is there is only Atma Brahma. That he arrived at. He has negated. Negation has happened. What does it mean? Negation means what? There is no Jagat. There is no Jivaha. There is no Ishvara. There is no Jiva Atma. There is no Paramatma. All that is there is only Brahma, Atma. This is simple. The Jivatma made enquiry, abhivyakhyat, then arrived at the truth, not as an object, but as one's own self. This is brief. Now I can tell you briefly, like, this is what is said here. But how Jivatma made enquiry, arrived at the truth is mentioned here. But how did Jivatma arrive at the truth? The method of arriving at the truth is not presented here. That is why this mantra, the mantra is going to be elaborated in the third chapter. That is where you are going to see the Mahavakyam Prajnanam Brahma. Okay. Idam Adarsham Iti. No, there's a three number. You see number three there? Last. Whenever Iti. Idam Adarsham Iti. No. Iti only iti is given. No? Whenever Ascharyarthe Plutihi. You know, there's a wonder. When this person who revels in the vision of the truth, who enjoys the luxury of reveling in the vision of the oneness of the reality, for him, who having the Advaita Drishtihi, you know, for him, the reality is secondless, reality is non-dual, because Advitiyam Brahma, Advaitam Brahma, Ahamasmi, when, you know, that actually he arrives at it, this is Aham Adarsham, I saw, I did recognize the truth, not as an object, but as my own Swarupam, where even I resolves. Therefore, Idam Adarsham. Idam means what? I see the truth as this very nearest. This is what? Idam. Idam means this. So you indicate any object using the pronoun this. Idam. 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 Something is far, use the pronoun tad. Tad. And it comes nearer, you say idam. Idam. Idam sharidam. No? Like the idam, idam goes. What is final idam? Aham. I. Therefore, idam, that's why I am Atma Brahma. This self is Brahman. this self, the nearest self, is it? Indicated by the pronoun I is the nearest this. Idam is equal to I am Atma. Therefore, Idam Brahma Adarsham. I have recognized what? The truth of the whole. The Paramatma, Param Brahma, I have recognized as the very self. Idam Aham Apashyam. Adarsham. Adarsham means apashyam. I saw. I did recognize. When this, then actually, iti. The plutihi, it is called plutihi, isn't it? The plutihi is always what? Whenever there is something, when there is ascharyaha, something wonderful, something wondrous happens, then that is a plutihi. Express it. Therefore, the plutihi here. Just to express, I have recognized the truth. Idam adarsham iti. In English, you cannot say that very quickly. I have seen this. You can't say more than that. I saw the truth. You can't say better than this. In Tamil and all, in Indian language, you can really prolong it. Like when Ravana, when Hanumanji came, having seen Sita, he came back to Rama and he did not say, Sitam apashyam. Sita parthen, he did not say. He said, Kandain Sita. No, when something, I've seen here, and we got to shout like that. No, that is called what now? Ascharyarte ananda prakatane plutihi. Ananda prakatanam. In expressing one's joy, in something wonder, there is a plutihi. So, ascharyarte plutihi means prolongation. That's what? Number three. Children comes, not running. Sometimes people come, children come. I passed my exam. There's always plutihi. Whenever there is something, expression of joy, there will be plutihi. Plutihi means what? You don't use one, you don't take one matra time, you don't take two matra kala, you take as many matra time as possible to express one thing, isn't it? Long, prolongation. So here, aham adarsham, aham apashyam, I did recognize the truth. My God, for me, the truth of the whole I recognize. And that Brahma, that's Paramatma, Param Brahma, Aham Asmi, Idam Taya, isn't it? This I, isn't it? This Aham Brahma Asmi, that is expressed here, Idam Adarsham Iti. So for this person, what is there now? The experiencer, the Jivatma, Swarupa is Atma. Jivaha is Atma. Jagat is Atma. Ishwaraha, Paramatma is also what? There is no Paramatma, there is no Jivatma, there is no Jagat other than Brahma, which is Atma. So, only when this is, the method of enquiry is presented, it will be interesting for us. We have to wait for the third chapter. Okay. Tasmat idandro nama idandro nama idandrohavai nama. That's why here Atma has another name. Tasmat. Therefore what? Therefore, there are so many names for the Lord, here for Atma also. One of the names of the Lord is Idandraha. Idandraha Nama, Idandraha ha Vai Nama. What is the name here? Idandraha. So, why Idandraha? Idam means this. And this implies I am Atma, this self. Idam is equal to this. This stands for the nearest this. The nearest this is I. I means what? Swarupam of the experiencer. The swarupam, the very essence, very innermost essence, the very swarupam of the experiencer is implied by the pronoun I, isn't it? And which is what? Which is here? Idam, indicated by the third person singular pronoun idam as the nearest this. And idantaya, that which is indicated by the nearest this I. You what now? Idantaya drashtatvat idandraha. So the Paramatma, Parambrahma, the truth of the whole, having been recognized as the nearest self, the very truth of I, very swarupam of this experiencer, is said to be idandraha. Idantaya drishtatvat, idantaya drishyatvat, you can say drashtatvat idandraha. Idandraha. Idandro. Why idandraha? Where do you see Paramatma? Idandraha. The one who obtains as the very swarupam of the experiencer, I. This jivatma, I, is what now? Idantaya, which means aparokshataya. Not as an object. See, Paramatma is not recognized indirectly or directly also. How is it now? Paramatma is recognized not as an indirectly, not directly, but is recognized as the very immediate self. Aparoksha Atma. Immediate self. Immediate self means what? Which is no means of knowledge is involved here. Therefore, it is aparokshataya, not as an object, but as the very immediate self. Aparokshataya, idantaya drishtatvat idandraha iti uchyate. Idandraha. Idandro havai nama. Tam idandram santam indraha iti achakshate parokshena. Now, this name idandraha is very, very popular name. In all the Veda mantras, the oblations offered is to Indra. In fact, the word indraha is nothing but, what now? Idandraha alone has become indraha later on. It's a very popular word. Idandraha has become indraha. And Pooja Swamiji will say, Krishna Swami, Krishna becomes Kittu or Kicha, you know. And then something like that, we always change the name. Subramanyam becomes Subbu, so Idandraha becomes Indraha. it becomes Indraha. Indraha is what? Nothing but Idandraha only. Correct word is what? Idandraha. But even there it has become Indraha. And this word Indraha does not mean Devarajaha. Even though the Lord of the Devas, Devarajaha, the Lord of the Devas is also called Indraha, but generally the word Indraha means Bhagavan. The Lord is also known by the word Indraha. Paramatma is known as Indraha. We come across that word many, many places. We see this word Indraha mentioning, meaning the Lord. Yes, chandasam rishabho vishwarupaha. There we come, no? Vishwarupaha samendro medhaya asprunot. There word becomes saha me Indraha. Is it Indraha? The word Indraha means what? The Lord. What is Indraha? Idandraha alone has become Indraha. The Lord is the one. Why is the Lord known by the word Indraha? Idantaya drashtatvat. Idantaya drishyamanatvat. One who is always available for recognition as the very I. The indicated by the inner nearest self is Idantaya. Aparokshataya. And tam idandram santam indra iti achakshate parokshena. The same idandraha, only indirectly said to be what now? Known as indraha. Parokshena indraha iti achakshate. Tam idandram santam, the Lord who is there always as the very innermost self, indicated by as obtaining as available for recognition as the nearest self, indicated by the pronoun I, therefore indicatable by what now, the word idamos as nearest self, that Lord is also indirectly known as Indraha achakshate. And here he wants to say, even paroksha priyaha iva hi devaha. He mentions one of the general rule. Suppose the people enjoying high position, who are in high position, the superior people, the people of high position, the elders. In this culture, in India, I tell you one thing, interesting thing. We never call elders by their names. Because one boy who was doing his master's in IIT Chennai went to UK and he joined the Imperial College London and he was doing his PhD. And all other boys call their professors by name. You know, suppose they call John, I see you tomorrow. The other students, they call him by his name, John, I see you tomorrow. Like they will go for him. And this boy, he could never call his professor by his name. Because we all call sir, something with professor, no? We never call professor, even our professors and teachers, we never call them by their names. The boy who went from here, it was very difficult for him to call him by his name. We never call. Because elders means such a respect. I don't say it is wrong or right. I'm just saying, that habit is here, this is a part, this is a cultural thing here. We don't call elders by their names directly. We always use indirect expression. To address an elder, we always use indirect expression. Even I cannot call many of them directly by their own names. We cannot use to. At least I have to add some G. That's how many of them got G's now. And then so we cannot directly call somebody by their name because that's sort of directly we don't call. Similarly, devas also what now? Paroksha priyaha. You know, it is. Paroksha priyaha ivahi devaha. Always, even devas also, they like to be referred. How? Not directly, but indirectly. There's some other unwanted things which is just added here. Even devas also like to be referred indirectly, not directly. You never call somebody directly. You know, indirectly. So that is emphasizing the same thing. There's twice the mantra, twice the same line is given. Paroksha priyaha ivahi devaha. Paroksha priyaha ivahi devaha. Even devas are paroksha priyaha, means they like to be referred indirectly, not directly. So here also, the Lord, we say what now? Idandraha. Anyway, that's one thing. But here, the beautiful part of this mantra is, so here, the Adhyaropa is over, Apavadaha is also over. Simply developing this came, all these things, Atma created, and finally Atma entered as the Jiva, then Atma, as a Jiva, he inquired, he lived his life, enjoyed the world and understood the limitations. Then the Jiva has to go through samsara, has to go through pains and pleasures in life. And then the Jiva did not want the pains in life, Jiva wanted happiness. Therefore, what now? Then Jiva understood all that. Thereafter, Jiva entered into this inquiry of the nature, understand the nature of the truth, and finally Jiva arrived at the truth, not as an object, but as one's own swarupam. In discovering the truth of the whole as one's own swarupam, and Jiva resolved what now? All the differences. As a Jiva, Jagad, Ishvara, Vedas, all the differences the Jiva resolved, and this then he saw all that is there is only Brahma. Atma, and that Aham, Atma, Aham, Brahma. Jiva arrived at. This is said here. Therefore, this Lord Allah is called what now? Idandraha. That Upanishad mentions very quickly, very briefly, that negation also has been done now. But how did the Jiva really arrive at that? How did the Jiva do the inquiry? How it arrived at the truth as the self, that is presented in the third chapter. Before that, we have to understand three avasataha in the next chapter, which we will see tomorrow. But before that, the important thing is Shankara's commentary. Would you please give Shankara's that book, Amma? The Sanskrit book. Longakittilla. Anju, you have? Who is the Sanskrit book? Because what is interesting, I wanted to read it. Because I myself don't have the Sanskrit book here. Okay. I really sometimes I wish to, I love to do Sanskrit, the Bhasham here, beautiful here. So here, Saha Jataha Bhutani Abhivyaikhyate. Then, for before that, how he says, how did that the Jiva begin to inquire? That Shankara gives very beautifully. Saha kadachit par kadachit, sometimes, having gone through this life of transmigration, having experienced the limitations of life, problems in life, somehow this person stumbles upon what now? The teacher. Kadachit. And who is he approached the teacher. Shankara in his commentary makes it very important. You have to go to a teacher for studying the Shastram, but you should go approach the right teacher also. That's very important. No? And who is the teacher? Parama Karunikena Acharyena Atma Jnana Prabodhakrit Shabdikayam Vedanta Mahavakya Bheryam Tat Karna Mule Tadya Manayam Yetameva Srishtyadi Kartrutvena Prakrutam Purusham Parishayanam Atmanam Brahma Bhuttamam. No, he Paripunam Akashavate Prabhudyata Apashyate. How did he have the vision of the Paramatma as one's own self? The Shankara says very beautifully, he approached the teacher, being taught by the teacher, and who is highly compassionate. Parama Karunikaha Guruhu. And that Guruhu, and he teaches this student. And who is the student? The student who is asleep. And he is in what now? Who is asleep? He is a somnambulist, the sleepwalker. Which means, this student who is sleepwalker, the somnambulist, and this teacher has to teach, he out of his compassion, he has to make him somehow listen, he has to wake him up from his sleep of ignorance. Ajnana nidrayaha, he has to wake him up. And he has to very difficult for him to wake him up, no? So what he has to really hit some berry, he needs a drum. He has to drum, make big noise for him to wake up this person. And what is the berry here? Vedanta Shastram is the berry. and Guru is Parama Karunika. Guru, he uses the drum, the Vedanta Bheri drum. And from the drum, what sound comes out? Mahavakyam is the sound. Dun, dun, dun. The sound which comes out of the Bheri is what now? Mahavakya Shabda. And you know, that Mahavakya, where does he guess near the Karna Mule, isn't it? Near the student's ear, he really, hits the drum. Then that noise of Mahavakyam caused by the Vedanta Bheri wakes up this person. And when he, that is what now? Is what he says, Prabuddhi, Prabuddhya. So he had that vision, Prabodaha. Prabodaha is what now? Jnana. Waking up is for what now? Knowledge takes place. And such a person, and she sees everything as Paramatma. He sees the Paramatma as his own Swarupam, and he sees only Atma. There's something, that particular part again, I'll read it. I have two aspects I have yet to read it from this book. One is the mention of this, that how the teacher helps his student arrive at that vision, that in his commentary he says here. But even though elaboration, Upanishad itself is doing the elaboration on this part later in the third, next chapter. And before that, the Samsara Varnanam also he did earlier. Which two aspects I want to read it from this commentary. But anyway, I don't want to make many of you feel bored. But still I will do it. Before you leave, I want to do it. So, Pratama Adhyaye Tritiyaha Kandaha is finished. Okay, now I am closing down here. But I am going to start the next chapter, which is the second chapter, is all about the three abodes of the Jiva. Trayaha Avasathaha. How the Jiva is obtains in the form of sperm in father's body, then how it is there in the form of a fetus in mother's womb, garbha rupena, then later on how it enters into its own body, and how this is how the, what these three avasataha are discussed in the next chapter. And later on, this method of arriving at the truth, late finally being taught by the guru, this jiva, how he inquired into the nature of the truth and how he arrived at the truth, that is discussed in the third chapter. The two following chapters discuss two important things. The final chapter is anyway will give you the, supposed to give you the vision. Understand? Definitely will give you the vision, should give you the vision. Now this is over. In this first chapter I have covered, if you have any questions to ask. Nothing much, but still, only Sanskrit words, lot of words we have used. But I can give you the words, the meaning of this each important word. I'm going to make a glossary of this book, the important words in this Upanishad, and I'll give you. So when you see that word, you can connect this word, comes in which chapter, which section, so what it refers to, it all will come to your mind. I thought I'd just do it.
I'm sorry, you mentioned before, earlier this morning, about Sandhya Mukti and Brahma Mukti. And you mentioned that in the Aranya portion of the Vedas, there is special meditations and upasanas. And you said that it's not the same as the meditation and upasanas that we generally do. What's the difference between them?
Yeah. No, when you simply practice meditation, mental activity is meditation. Suppose you simply think without doing anything else, you focus attention on only one thing you're worried about all the time, it's also meditation. It's also concentration, isn't it? But we concentration, focusing attention on one given thing for length of time is concentration. If the object of meditation is Ishvara, only then we call it meditation. What are you dwelling upon? The object of your dwelling, your focus, if it stands for Ishvara, then only we call it meditation. Otherwise, it is not meditation. So always we are thinking of something. We are very focused. But what are you thinking of? The object of your thinking, the object of your dwelling, the object of your focus is Ishvara, then only we call it meditation. Understand? Otherwise, don't call it meditation. That is the difference. That's why, whereas in Upasana Kanda, when Upasana meditation, meditative techniques are prescribed, there all the objects of meditation, they stand for Ishvara. They stand for Bhagavan, the whole. Even though practice of meditation is not the end of ultimate end for us, even though the result of meditation also is not the ultimate end for us, still meditation is always on, we can call that your focus of attention. You know, you can call it meditation only if the object of meditation is Ishvara, the Lord. Simply focus attention on something else. You are very meditative. You all the time you think of something. Can you call everything meditation then? No. Dhyanam means what? Saguna Brahma Vishaya Manasa Vyaparaha. The Manasa Vyapara Vishaya, the object of mental activity, your focus, is Saguna Brahma, Ishvara, the Lord, only then you can call it meditation. I think of something. You know, every day for practice. Now, which means you develop, improve your concentration. But every day I keep, when I was in school, they used to come and teach us some, they want to help us. You know, they used to call, we have meditation classes. They come, they light the lamp and they keep the flame and they asked us to focus. Even that we were not able to focus. We are so restless. In school, that's 6th and 7th standard, when we are studying in school, they used to call, we teach you meditation. Because we're not very, then they light the lamp and they asked us to focus on flame. See all of you flame. Only flame. Don't see anything else. Keep seeing flame. So what is flame? A simple flame. If that flame is a symbol for the Lord, then I can call it meditation. So simply I meditate, dwell upon the flame. Every day I see the flame and some students were saying later on, oh, it's very good and all that. Which means what? It helps to develop, to improve our concentration. The attention, the span, no? Attention span, the span of your attention, really, you can have longer span that you can focus on. That is, attention span can improve. There's only concentration. You can't call it meditation. Concentration also is mental activity. Meditation also is a mental activity. Contemplation also is a mental activity, but the difference is the object of meditation must be Ishvara, then it is meditation. The object of meditation is the very swarup of the subject. There is no difference, then it is the contemplation. The object of meditation is anything else other than Ishvara, it is only concentration, not meditation. Anything else? All these things which I discussed a lot in our classes, that's why for me, I just don't really go into the details. Okay, we'll see later on. We'll see tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll have the second chapter, we'll begin.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamukshate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.